Russia stepping up attacks on infrastructure. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Russian forces now targeting Ukraine's energy grid and water supply systems. Fox's Trey Yinks is in Kyiv.
This is a major problem for the Ukrainians headed into the winter months, and yet another reason why you have Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and other allies of Ukraine calling on the world to support this country.
As Ukrainian forces advance on the southern city of Kherson, Russian-backed officials are urging civilians to flee. The Ukrainians say Russia mined a large hydroelectric dam in the region and may blow it up to cause a massive disaster and slow the counteroffensive.
Russia's defense minister today alleged Ukraine is planning on using a dirty bomb to scatter radioactive waste. That claim strongly denied by Ukrainian and British officials. Gas prices are like a roller coaster. Oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg.
After jumping about 21 cents per gallon in a prior two-week period, now in these 2 weeks, the price is heading down again. Gasoline prices are 7 cents lower than they were, and the new average is $3.92 per gallon.
Lundberg says oil prices have dropped about twice as much as gasoline, which means prices may go lower at the pump. About half of a small Missouri town of Wold Ridge burned Saturday after a wildfire spread quickly from a farm field. Officials say no one died. One person received a non-life-threatening injury. 23 buildings were heavily damaged or destroyed. The entire town had to be evacuated from the fire, which was started by a combine harvesting crops. More violence in Chicago. Three young men were shot and killed early today, and two more are seriously injured during what police called a caravan of street racers involving about 100 cars. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul boasted about her plan to enact stricter bail laws for her state in a campaign ad released on Friday. Republican Congresswoman Claudia Tenney tells Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo the current system doesn't work there.
We have crime stories developing everywhere. You just this cashless bail system that Kathy Hochul refuses to talk about in New York State.
New York bail reform law prevents judges from exercising their own discretion in certain cases. A hearing has been set in Russia for an American basketball star.
Brittany Griner will appeal her 9-year prison sentence for drug possession in a Russian court this week. Griner was arrested at a Moscow airport back in February after police say they found vape canisters containing cannabis oil in her luggage. Griner has argued she had no criminal intent, and her defense team has shown written statements that she's prescribed cannabis to treat pain. Last month, President Biden met with Griner's wife and agent, while Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has said the U.S. offered a, quote, substantial proposal to get Griner home. The hearing is scheduled for Tuesday. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
An iconic brand of footwear known for its comfy fit is celebrating a big anniversary today.
Crocs is turning 20 years old, and it's marking the milestone with a new shoe. To celebrate, Crocs has unveiled its Echo Clog, which comes in gold and cream, complete with adjustable heel straps, and runs about $70 a pair. Croc's first design was called The Beach and launched in 2002, fittingly at the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show. Since then, more than 300 million pairs of Crocs have been sold. The company is also known for its collaborations with everyone from Post Malone, Bad Bunny, and Luke Combs to brands like 7-Eleven, KFC, Balenciaga, and Disney with its Nightmare Before Christmas clog. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.